This is the ethanol report. Despite what the critics say, commercial cellulosic ethanol is already a reality and becoming more so every day. The latest achievement is the groundbreaking of a new cellulosic bolt-on ethanol plant in Galva, Iowa. Quad County Corn Processors Cooperative General Manager Delaine Johnson says the Adding Cellulosic Ethanol, or ACE project, will increase their production capacity by utilizing more of the corn kernel.
The ACE process will increase revenue for its shareholders by getting more out of the corn that we already purchase and process. We get 6% additional cellulosic ethanol out of the kernel of corn. We're getting 300% additional corn oil yields. We're getting increased protein in our co-products. Cellulosic ethanol is now a reality instead of something that will be here in the future. If implemented industry-wide, ACE will be able to create an additional 2 billion gallons of cellulosic ethanol on an annual basis. 2 billion gallons. Quad County is currently working on ways that we can commercialize this ACE process to be able to offer it to other plants to make that a reality as well.
Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen was happy to be on hand for the groundbreaking and to point out what it means to show how the Renewable Fuel Standard is working.
We have been in existence since the year 2000. We started grinding corn and making ethanol in 2002 as an 18 million gallon facility. As we stand here today, we're a 35 million gallon facility. We employ 35 staff. We grind 12.5 million bushels of corn, and we also are now making 1 million gallons of corn oil and about 350,000 tons of livestock feed on an annual basis. So it has evolved quite a bit over the past 10 years.
Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen was happy to be on hand for the groundbreaking and to point out what it means to show how the Renewable Fuel Standard is working.
Last week there was a hearing of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and I was surrounded by petroleum industry lobbyists at this hearing. And every issue that they raised about ethanol or the Renewable Fuel Standard can be answered today right here in Galva, Iowa. And I wish we could bring more members of Congress out here. I wish we could bring some oil company lobbyists out here. But at least if I'm here, I'm going to try to bring a little bit of Galva back to D.C. People in Washington, lobbyists, oil company lobbyists in Washington, say that the RFS has not done what it needs to do in terms of stimulating investment in second-generation ethanol, stimulating cellulosic ethanol production. Wrong again. Right here today, Quad County is breaking ground on a cellulose-to-ethanol facility, commercial size. That is critically important because we need to broaden the feedstocks for ethanol. We need to continue the evolution of this industry, and it's starting today in Galva, Iowa.
Congressman Steve King of Iowa was also at the groundbreaking event and noted its importance in defending the RFS.
We've got to protect the renewable fuel standard. That's our battle line. We must hold it. If we don't, they will squeeze the renewable fuels industry out, and because the petroleum industry doesn't want that kind of competition. And so I just suggest that we need to do all we can to educate members of Congress, educate the public. I'll keep doing that, and I'm going to stand on the RFS. But the RFS is at risk because people go to Congress with an agenda to reduce or eliminate their competition. That's what we're up against, and that's a very powerful lobby. But this is an example today of what happens when you have an opportunity to have market access. Here's something, a 6% increase in the gallons of ethanol that comes out of a single bushel of corn, tripling, a 300% increase in corn oil coming out of it, and then also a higher quality protein product that is be more versatile and be utilized by the other livestock feeders, as well as today the DDGs are best used with cattle.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.